Check, check.
It's still saying it's waiting for your access there, Barry.
Yeah, Barry. What the hell?
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. What the hell?
Hey,
what
wait a hell? Minute. Mine was set up.
It's the teacher.
I was ready to go.
You're not now. Oh, wait a minute.
There we go. I am now.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Why is it not seeing my microphone?
Point in order.
That's weird.
I don't see you at all. Oh, there. No, there you are. It says ready to go. You're ready to go, Joel.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
I don't even know how I did that. Yeah. It must be the pasta salad.
Back off the mic, yep. though.
Back off that.
That's good thing I already had dinner.
And there's the pre-show. Almost live. From across the USA, this is Late Night Cure! Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Marty, and Michael, the Virtual Cylon. Tonight, it's Sugar House Weekend in New Hampshire. Joel dishes up another great repair story, and Barty reviews a new Tom Clancy game. All that and more on Late Night Cure! And now, digitally gathering to look for Michael's Zencaster file. Is this it?
Yahoo!
Nope. Is this it? Oh, definitely not. Is this it?
Beautiful. Yum.
I don't think so. Here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael! All right, Zencaster's going, audition is going. We're being recorded all, well... You know, again, we got Zencaster one copy there. We got Auditions copy over here, and I'm sure if I ask some friends, we'll have NSA's copy over there. So
yeah, we got it all sorted.
We've got at least three copies,
and we'll get to see how well Zencaster handles cell phone droppage.
I like that parties with the monkey.
Monkey.
How the hell did you do that?
Well, you click the little emoji thing, but don't do it because you can never turn it off.
All right. Thank you. We dodged a bullet there.
All right, let's start this puppy. Where the hell are my show notes? Oh, there they are. Yeah, I put them on another computer. All right, welcome everybody to Late Night QRM show number 209. And my screen just went blank.
Nice. Timing is everything.
Oh yeah, from the Mo Reach in Sowee Nuha, I'm Barry J.
The fuck is he talking about? This is Joel and I live in the Monadnock region. Hi.
Oh. Well, go ahead, Barty.
And this is Barty. I live in central New York and I don't know what the hell Barry was talking about.
I'll tell you.
And this is Michael and the family truckster somewhere in Iron Mountain heading back towards Cover Harbor.
Well, okay, guys. I was reading an article about what they're calling now as acronames. And you might be familiar with such acronames in New York City as SoHo and Tribeca. And these are neighborhood names that they... Basically, real estate agents and developers are trying to spruce up the neighborhood and, you know, give them a different characteristic and selling point. So they come up with these names and they just basically shorten things. Like SoHo is south of Houston or Houghton, I guess it's Houghton or Houghton. And Tribeca is the triangle... What was it? Triangle below Canal Street. And that's where the Tribeca came from. Yeah, so I said, well, our area needs one like that. So I came up with Mori.
Mori.
And so we knew ha. Huh? So we knew ha.
Can I jump on your bandwagon because I have a theory on this?
Wait a minute. Are you going to jump on my bandwagon?
Yeah.
I have music for that.
Okay.
Go ahead. Jump.
On the bandwagon. Actually. And they don't know how to spell, so they shorten everything.
Well, that's probably a good theory, but it's quite the trend these days. Everybody's doing it now.
Well, yeah, I mean, old people were forced to catch up. Otherwise, you're like, but realistically, when they grew up tweeting with their noses and their iPhones and their Androids, they don't know how to spell because they also grew up with spell check. Rather than having to learn how to actually spell and sound out the word, spell check did it for them. So then you ask them to spell Tribeca or hell, anything, and they really did no idea. As it sound out the word, no clue.
Well, you might be right. I don't know. Although Tribeca and Soho and things like that, they're pretty old now. So that they were before cell phones. So
true.
They were forward thinking.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Forward thinking.
All right. Well, let's get right down to what everybody's drinking tonight.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Michael!
Hey. Yeah, so, as I said, I'm in the family truckster in the backseat, and because of that, I am drinking some refreshing Eskimo. Actually, it says Go Eskimo water, spring water, because I came from Escanaba, Michigan, and the private label bottled water, the high Eskimo, because they call themselves the Escanaba Eskimos.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's not politically correct, but we don't care about that kind of stuff up here.
And so you're drinking
Escanaba First Nations. But, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Eskimo spring water made from the Eskimos themselves.
Harvested.
It's as white as snow. Yeah, never mind.
There's not a yellow tint to it.
I was about to put a Frank Zappa in there. No.
Zappa, I love it.
All right, well, I'm drinking because I'm... I'm a tad under the weather, so I'm partaking in a Poland Spring, a sparkling water that is lime flavored.
Here's another theory: aren't we all under the weather unless you're an astronaut above the solar orbit of the Earth?
Atmosphere, yeah.
Well, yeah. If you ask me this past week, yeah.
I know, you just made me think of that. This is the shit that comes and pops into my head for some stupid reason. I have no idea. Oh, it might also be the Christian Brothers I'm drinking.
Okay. And Barty?
I'm having Poland Springs as well, just not sparkling and unflavored. Just plain Poland Springs parking lot runoff.
Parking lot runoff.
All right.
It's reminiscent of Firestone.
All right, let's get into our next segment, Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Sorry. Well, I just wanted to start off by saying it's Sugar House weekend here in New Hampshire. All the sugar houses are open. Go visit them. Amory and I went and visited the one that was just up the street and bought some yummy, yummy maple syrup and the maple syrup butter that they have.
Ah.
And very good. And of course, they gave samples of the syrup. You get to go in and see the evaporator, and then they have samples they were giving out. And, oh, man, is that stuff tasty. So.
Now, do they give samples of pancakes with the butter? With the syrup?
No. No, unfortunately not. They just give you little cups of syrup.
So it's bring your own pancake.
Yeah, bring your own pancake if you really wouldn't.
I'm doing that too. Steffi and I are going tomorrow, and you know, there's the one locally down the road. And you know what? You just gave me a brilliant idea. I'm going to show up with a pocket full of pancakes.
A pocket? I would.
What you need, Joel, is
pocket.
Oh,
geez. What's that, Michael?
You need a briefcase.
Hey, Joel, can you back away from the mic?
A case with the plate, silverware, and everything all kind of backed in there. Put the pancakes.
Thank God we're using Zencaster. The only reason I say is because Michael is Cyloning like hell. All right. So, Joel, back off your mic a little bit, okay? Thank you.
I'm sorry. As I said, I'm in and out of really bad stuff.
Now he sounds like a drunk Cylon.
I never thought I'd ever hear one of those.
and
how would you tell the difference?
And the delay, it makes it even funnier. Oh, my. Okay. So, anyway. So, yes. It's and talking to the guy there, so we go to Sawyer's Sugar House, and he was saying, everybody's just about done. The season's just about done. It came early this year, and they'll be wrapping it up here real soon. So anyway, Michael.
Hmm. Yes. Oh, I got to get back to notes. I completely forgot where I was at. So.
I hope Zencaster.
Oh, and thank you once again for the show. It's another Escanaba in the Moonlight.
I love that.
It's recording in Zencaster, so this is going to be unique on the show because you can't hear me when I'm talking right now, but Zencaster can. So this is awkward.
We can hear you.
Yes, we're in Escanaba for the weekend.
Everybody
Calumet
just,
High School Caverbots were competing with the first robotic.
Really?
So. yes, really. David joined us, so as a former team member.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have to revisit this later because it's supposed to be interactive. So back to you, Barry.
Did he just give it back to me?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Hang on. Back.
By the way, one of the comments.
Barry.
One of the comments made. back to you, Barry. I just got text. One of the comments I heard Jason say was he thought it was really great when. When Skype dumped out on all of us, and I left all the conversations in at the same time when we were going through that, he said that was good. That was funny. So, anyway, okay. Well, we'll move on to Joel next.
Oh, all righty. Well, I mean, nothing earth-shattering. And for all seven of our listeners who know, I'll pretty much take... Well, I'm a firm believer in one man's trash is another man's treasure, as you seven folks know. And since moving into the cabin, you know, putting the kitchen together, one of the things we never had was a dishwasher. And you don't really realize how much you miss a dishwasher until you have to do all the dishes by hand. And so I've been vacillating, and we talking about it, like, yeah, we'll go pick one up. And as it happens, a friend of mine who's moving said, oh, well, I replaced the dishwasher in my house. My old one just quit working, and it's only a year old, a little over a year old. And I just got fed up with it and bought a $200 one, and I got to get rid of this one. And I said, well, he said, it's going to cost me $25 to take it to the dump to get rid of it. And I said, well, I'll take it. And he goes, well, what? He says, you'll do that for me? You'll save me the $25? I said, yeah, I'll take it because we're going to shoot at it. So we put it out at the end of the range, and then we shoot holes all through it and get some satisfaction out of it. And then we put it in a scrap metal bin and take it to the recycle dude. He went, well, great. I said, cool. He brought it to work in the back of his wife's minivan, and I threw it in the back of Rambo. Drove home, and I'm looking at this thing once I got it home, and I went, damn, this thing's like brand friggin' new. So the next day I said to him, hey, what's not working on it? He goes, well, it wasn't heating the water up real hot, and then it seemed like it wasn't washing the dishes real well, and then one of the cycles you just hit it, it would start to go and it would just stop, and it wouldn't wash the dishes or go into a rinse cycle and this and that. He goes, I just got fed up with it. I said, oh, all right. So naturally, I let my fingers do the walking. There's harkening back to an old commercial for Ma Bell Telephone. And did a little research to find out that there's a fundamental flaw in this $1,100 Kenmore Elite touchscreen dishwasher, which is the circuit board, which controls everything. It's inside the door where the buttons, the little touchy buttons are. So I do a little bit more research, and I go, oh, look, I found a brand new refurbished redesigned circuit board for $38. Yeah, what the hell, I'll buy it. And, well, guess what? Pulled it all apart, put in a $38 circuit board, and I got a Kenmore Elite dishwasher. So I'm pretty happy about that.
Nice.
And so then, by dumb luck, the very next day, my brother from another mother... Dr. Kenny said, hey, dude, because I got a buddy of mine who's a contractor renovating all these townhouses, and they're gutting the places out. And we're talking like really nice townhouses with granite countertops and custom made cabinets for the kitchen and the whole. And he needs to get rid of all this shit. And I went, all right, let's put the 20-foot trailer on the truck, take two trucks, go get it. So. Lo and behold, I ended up with a second dishwasher, a second stove, another refrigerator, all of which is now comfortably filling up my goddamn garage to the point where I can't even get in it. So, plus we still got half a garage full of boxes that we have to unpack. But
yeah.
So, yeah, I decided, you know, I went from needing a dishwasher to now I got double of every appliance in the kitchen.
Wow. Well, that's good because you get backups then.
Well, it's yeah.
Good to have backups.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's good to have
appliances for the man cave when you built it.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Well, and then as dumb luck had it, a couple days later go by, and I was toying around with the idea. You guys, I've talked about it in the past show about modifying the living room and putting a door in. And I'm like, you know what? We need a wood stove. I need a frickin' wood stove, man. I love the smell of fresh burning wood. And we got the pellet stove. And about 4 days later, well, a wood stove fell into my lap, which is now also in the garage. So,
why don't you think about wishing for a winning lottery ticket?
I've been trying like that. Hell, it's just, it hasn't panned out yet, but trust me, you guys will be the first to know. Right after my lawyer when I go to collect my winnings.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good week.
Cool. That sounds good. Well, my week was, not so much this week, but the week before. You know, after we did the podcast Sunday, about midday, I was, you know, all of a sudden you hear the gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. And, let's put it this way. I really was contemplating mounting a large screen TV in the bathroom. because pretty much that's where I was the most of the afternoon until about 3 o'clock, I think, in the morning.
I see.
And so, needless to say, the next day was like, well, let's see, 3 o'clock, alarm goes off at 5:30. Yeah, no fucking way.
That's not happening.
And so I ended up taking a sick day Monday, and I went in Tuesday, and mine must have been of the 24 to 48 hour type thing, and it only really attacked my lower portion of the body, thank God. But there was something going around work, and last week, this past week was really bad. Last week, people started dropping out. It's like, I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home, you know? And this week, it was like half the people were out on Monday. And, of course, Monday's meeting day. Half the people were out. And the people that were there, man, they were coughing, hacking, sniffling. And I'm sitting there, and I'm the only one that's not doing it. And I said, no, please cancel the meetings. I don't want to be anywhere. You guys, go home. Go home. My boss is one of them. Ah, I feel terrible. I'm here at work. I said, well, you should be home. He goes, maybe I'll stay home tomorrow. Next day, he's in there. I feel terrible. I said, yeah. He goes, oh, I'm not going to let a cold get me down. And I said, yeah, but you know what? You come in, that's good. One person comes in and four people go home thanks to you. You know, because you're just Typhoid Mary spreading it all over work.
Mm-hmm. Productivity is measured in sheets of 2-ply.
More ways than one.
Yeah. So yeah, this week was really bad. I mean, a lot of people
were air freshener in the toilet.
And it sounded, you walked around the building, it sounded like a quarantine area. You know.
Yeah, you know it's bad when everybody at work is sick. Whenever you contemplate and you run out to the car and you grab all the little pine tree car fresheners so you can hang them up in the men's room just so you can get in and get out.
Now it's really bad when they're all standing in front of the door and he goes, "You press the touch sensor." No, you press the touch sensor.
But we still got those stupid hand reader palm readers. We still got those hand readers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, luckily, the word is, they're all going away. We're going to just the sensor cards and pins. Thank God. Because I'm telling you, I haven't been feeling good today. I took Advil before I came up here, the Advil cold medicine, because, yeah, today I said, oh, man. But this time of year, you don't know whether it's allergies starting to kick in or whether you're actually getting sick. So tomorrow will be the telltale sign anyway. So Joel's next thing is interesting because,
let me jump in real quick here.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead. Jump.
Me? Joel?
Sorry. Timing's still off, but yeah, I'll hit my head on this. But I will say I'm feeling a whole lot better than the last show. It did take about 2 days for that nitrogen sulfide gas to get out of my system. But
your gas problem.
I did go upstairs after. Yeah, I was airing out the building during that show. And then after the show, I went to the fire department, got the gas meter, and it's all gone now.
Let me tell you. After,
it took about 2 days.
Yeah, let me tell you, last Monday, I was airing out my house, too.
Oh, man. Well, at any time during the show, once you mentioned about that little problem from the last show, Michael, I was dreading hearing, yeah, and then I was clunk.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I told that to the guys in the fire department, too, and they looked at me like, you know, you should no better. Like, yeah, you don't think about that in your own house, though, you know? Or your own garage.
Yeah, really.
The last place you're thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so Michael, as part of what you were talking about, going down and watching Go Copperbots in FIRST Robotics today. Michael was nice enough to periscope some of the things, and that leads into Joel's next story.
Yeah, which is, for those who also remember from our show last year, when Barry and I went up to Hamfest, and one of our many seven listeners, Doug Sawyer, made the funny comment when I was trying to work Barry's iPhone with the periscope and kept pointing it at the concrete that I was standing on, not realizing that I was broadcasting all over the world what shoe size I had. And his wonderful comments, stop pointing it at the pavement. What's going on around? I took the plunge today because I wanted to see the Copperbots, see the competition, and I downloaded Periscope. And it's, I have to say, it's really, really cool. I still haven't figured out how to comment while the Periscope's going on. I read up on the blog and it said, oh, there's a little button in it. What's it called? I can't remember what the saying is, but whatever the little button says at the bottom to, you know, to type in a comment and hit send.
Yeah.
It did. That little button doesn't show up on my phone.
Really?
So, no, it didn't show up. You said at the bottom you touched the.
Yeah. At the bottom, there's like a little box, just like you're texting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine didn't have that.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, maybe, and I'm not sure if, you know, something didn't download correctly with the app, but I mean, I could send the little hearts, but I couldn't throw out a comment. And I thought, what? But I still had a kick watching the competition real time. And that was pretty darn cool. Really cool. So I'm glad I got the Twitters and then I got.
Did you create an account, Joel?
It should be your Twitter account.
It automatically linked to my Twitter account.
Okay.
Because they're owned.
Because if you're not logged in, it may not let you comment.
Okay, I'll have to double check that, but hearts, yes, comment box, no, but I just got a kick out of being able to see it in real time. Yeah. That was really neat. It's like, you know, FaceTime for the world kind of thing.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. That was fun. Were you able to see things well enough? I know it's not as good as the feed from, like, you know, the Blue Alliance or something, but
it was a little blurry, but I think that was digitally blurry a little bit. But when you zoomed in,
It could be. Plus, everybody was stomping on the bleachers around me, so it was all hard to hold it still.
Yeah. There was a little part where it was a little shaky, and that's when you were zoomed in. You were zoomed in when they were doing the repairs.
Yeah.
And that was a little shaky, but yeah. I could also hear them all screaming, you know, go Copperbots and everything. So, it was fun. It was cool. And I love how it just sends you a message, or you basically sends you an alert that you're doing it live, and you just go and press on it, and it takes you right there.
It made me think of you, Barry, because usually I don't have many alarms, you know, to alert me of things on the phone. I have, like, that stuff shut off, but, you know, after I had watched it, then I was back to watching, what the hell was it? I was watching Cannonball Run 2. And all of a sudden, my phone's bling, 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 because Michael started periscoping. I'm like, what the hell is my phone talking to me? Oh, cool. And, start to watch it again.
Yeah. Which reminds me, you'll have to watch carefully because, and I'm sure, Joel, you've probably got this going on in your yard, too, but our turkeys, it's the time of the year where love is in the air. And all the males are strutting around like mummers. And all the females are ignoring them. But it is so funny to watch. It really is.
I haven't seen the turkeys yet here doing that, but the chickens are.
Oh, I guess it would be the same thing.
Yeah, we got Johnny Blue. He's our rooster. Yeah. And he's walking around like, you know, cocking a watch. And all the girls get all flustered and do 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 do. So we get to watch that, see him do the pecking order kind of thing. That's cute. But what I've actually had was bobcats and bears.
Really? Well, yeah. They said the bears are coming out early. They said.
So. Yeah. So we've had I actually, as a matter of fact, I guess I got this spring. Well, now that it's going to snow tomorrow, but. I got to go through and find out. I must have a hole somewhere because I opened up the garage What near the? I was looking for something. Oh, it's spare coffee maker. Yeah, I know. I had one of those too. And well, when you got one of your kids in college, it's important. Yeah. You go, you need a coffee maker, and they're like, oh, I need one for my dorm, and I need one for the barracks, and blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, I got one. I just gotta go find it. You gotta give it a good clean. It's been in the garage, but and I came across Bobcat poo.
Uh oh.
In the garage.
Uh oh.
Yeah. So it's like. Really? I don't want to flip open the... Because I have barn doors on my garage, like you did, Barry, at one time.
Yeah.
I don't want to flip open one of those barn doors and be met with a bobcat in the middle of trying to take a dump, because I think he's going to be a little bit pissy then. So,
Here, Fluffy. Here, Fluffy.
Kitty.
Yeah, and they're pretty kitty, and you go, all right, so, you know, now... Operation Garage, and you know, grab a 45, then open up the garage door.
Wow, that's hey, they were supposedly going to set up a bobcat hunt this year because there's supposedly the population's getting a little out of control.
Yeah, it's definitely watch. You know, if you have little dogs, like don't, you know, if you pet them up or like put them on a lead outside, it's. Between them and the Hawks, he said Hawks are real hungry now, too. So it's, you know, we got, you know, J.H. Watson, and it's like we don't let him run around unless we're outside because, well, between the Bobcats or the Hawks, it could be a really, really lousy afternoon, especially for him. So, yeah,
hell, you know, got some pretty good looking, eagles and other birds of prey that would think he would be a nice morsel snack.
He would be a good meal. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So as long as you're with them, they don't bother. So it's that's good. And but that's life in the country, you know. You bears, the lions, the tigers, the skunks, oh my. Turkeys.
Yeah. Yep, it is so. So we'll go on to Michael, who's getting ready for the next trip. Uh oh. Michael there.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we'll come back to Michael. excuse me. Sorry. I guess I'm next. And I got to say, well, Anne-Marie's, I was about ready to cancel my subscription to Ancestry.com. I've had it for a while. Okay, Michael. Sure. Well, let me play it back in Zencaster so I heard what you said. yeah, I think Michael's getting out of range because I don't even hear the hum anymore of the of the truck, the family truckster. So anyway, so I was getting ready to cancel that, and all of a sudden Anne-Marie's picked up the bug of doing this stuff. And it used to be, you know, they send you emails every once in a while and they say, we lost Michael, didn't we?
I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, occasionally you get this thing and they say, oh, there's 5 hints waiting for you in Ancestry.com about your family tree and stuff like this. Well, Anne-Marie's been getting down and dirty, you know, really involved in it. And the other day I got, an email from Ancestry like normal, and I said, oh, okay. And it says, you have 535 hints on your family tree. I said, holy crap, jeez. What has she been doing? she's going out these branches and everything and going over, and she found out that, through the Virginia side of the family, we're actually related to Robert E. Lee. And she hasn't confirmed this totally yet, but it also looks like maybe even George Washington is in the family tree. So and that's the Virginia side, because my great grandfather came over from England, settled in Virginia, and married into the Mason family of Virginia. And you know, you go on the Mason side and start looking, and yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. Now she's gone over to the English side too, the England side, and she's saying, oh, you know, oh yeah, you're related to this. Oh, you've got several knights in your family. and you're related to this Duke, and you know, and my you know, she keeps saying, huh, how about that? Hey, guess what? And my only response to her is, oh, that's nice. Is there any money in it? Says, no. I said, oh, okay, well, that's nice. But she's getting pretty far back now, you know, so it's kind of interesting. She loves doing research, so she's just been having fun with Ancestry.com, and they do have a ton of stuff in there. They are pretty good. They're expensive, but, you know, if you're really into doing the genealogy thing, they've got tons of stuff, and you can get pictures of everything, you know, because they have... Yeah, go ahead, Barty.
I messed around with that a while back with our family, but we're just a bunch of mutts, and there's really no records going back other than a couple of generations ago when the family immigrated out of Quebec down into New Hampshire. Hmm. You know, other than that, there's only even of those people, there's very few records. It's just mentions of them living here or there, but there's no legal documents or anything. Wow. So I guess it depends. If you're from a decent family, have a good family line like you, then there's plenty of things to find. But if you're just from a pile of mutts like me, there ain't squat.
Well, yeah, the Virginia family's probably pretty well documented. And when you go over to England, I've got a series, all my... grandfather, great, 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 and whatever grandfathers, they were ministers over there. So they're Anglican ministers. And the reason why my great grandfather was quote unquote shipped off to Virginia to the States was because he didn't want to become a minister. So he was the black sheep of the family. but I'm dying to get over to England because, you know, a lot of the churches that, you know, my great great grandfather and great 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 grandfather all were priests at or ministers at are still around. So, you know, it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to go over there and see that. So that's
Most of the churches and cathedrals over there are older than the U.S. is.
Oh, yeah.
From my visits over there, a lot of them are like thousands of years old.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on. It goes back before Christ, you know, and then some. their history. So, yeah, it's pretty neat. Is Michael around?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I wanted to say, I was talking about this in pre-show, and it probably won't make the pre-show, but we are using Zencastr again, and I'm lucky that I'm using it tonight because I listened to Jason with an E and Kate's latest podcast, and they were talking about using Zencastr and having a problem with it. And it turned out that he was using the latest beta of Chrome, and it wasn't allowing him to connect his microphone up. Well, oh. I brought it up tonight, and I was having a similar problem. It wouldn't connect up to the microphone, so I said, I went about, and I'm using the beta version of Chrome, so... Instead of downloading another version of Chrome, I said, I'll go download Firefox because, you know, it works with Firefox. So I am on Firefox for Zencastr, and it popped right up. So
cool.
Thank you, Jason, with an E, and Kate, because you saved me a lot of time and struggle trying to debug that problem. So
very cool.
That's cool. Yeah, so Michael's back. I can hear the engine.
And yes, and the bartender said, that'll be 2 squid, please. So it'll be entertaining because, as my beautiful bride said, how did you word that, Chris?
Podcasting simultaneously.
Yes. Podcasting simultaneously, but alone. I kept on going. It's recorded on this end, but, I, you know, I...
as I said, welcome to the podcast that is not currently being heard. So, okay, you've got a track to work with there, Barry. You may or may not want it.
It'll be a fun one to edit together.
Gee, I wonder what they're talking about now.
Hey, just wing it.
Yeah.
Sorry, totally. Cool. Where are we in the show notes?
We were down to where you were getting ready for a trip.
Oh, that's, is that where you were at?
No, we went past it, but we're coming back since you're back.
Okay. Well, do you want to finish your whatever you were doing now that I interrupted?
I was done.
Oh, okay. How convenient.
How convenient.
Timing is everything.
Anyhow, so yeah, we're, let's see here, today's Saturday. We're T-minus 9 days. Or 8 days. Carry one, base two. Anyhow, a week from Monday. Let's put it this way. A week from Monday at 4:30 in the morning, we depart for Disney World.
Oh. Woo!
Yes. And as you know, there have been some trials and tribulations along the way. Mm-hmm. One of them being, was that Wednesday morning or Tuesday morning? Anyhow, this is a school band trip, right?
Yes.
Yes. An important keynote here. School band trip. The band director was fired this week.
What?
Wow.
So,
that's a sour note.
The interim band.
Oh, I don't have it yet. I'm sorry.
So, anyhow, we had to do some scrambling. It's all been taken care of, but yeah, it's been one interesting thing after another for this trip.
Wow.
We have one of the other band directors has been with the school for over 40 years. Has agreed to take on the high school band for the rest of the year. And the band is thrilled about it, by the way. They all love them. And another band director from another school has offered to... she was actually going to be a chaperone on this trip anyhow.
Oh, okay.
But since she's a certified band director for school and, you know, for education, she can actually lead the band on this Disney trip.
Oh, nice.
So, yet another disaster has been averted.
Wow. That's...
We're down in the home stretch now after 4 years of fundraising. We're going to Disney World.
Yeah. Wow.
I
expect to hear lots of podcasts that shall not be named during the trip.
Yes. There'll be podcasts that shall not be named and podcasts that shall not be intercepted by Disney security.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Or you could Periscope it.
That's probably illegal to do. No, actually, I used mine. I made a movie when I was in Disney World, so, and it was of a show, the Lion King show. So,
I'm gonna have to watch how much video I do, just because of the data usage.
Yeah, my cousin's husband got chosen to be a participant in the show, and so it was fun. I recorded the whole thing.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. So, all right. Well, I guess that brings us down to a new segment we're starting. Hint, hint, guys. A new segment we're starting. We've got the Slack going. So if you see something during the week, don't forget about In the News. Here we are in the news, and of course it's news that we talk about that's 2 weeks old now, but that's all right. That's the way this podcast works, and by the time it gets to you, it'll be 3 weeks old. So the first one, of course, right after we did the last podcast, the next day it was announced that Nancy Reagan passed away at the age of 94, and just that was of note. So
Absolutely. Talk about a class act.
Yeah.
Yep, her.
She was something else. I actually watched some of the... My wife was watching the funeral. It was on last Friday? Friday a week ago? And that was an off Friday, so we were watching that, and yes, it was interesting. It was supposed to rain all day, supposedly, and the rain kept off and kept off, and as soon as the bagpipes finished playing, it deluged there, and so they said, "Yep, Nancy's got some connections." So, and... And in other news, and of course this is only news we give a damn about, I found this interesting, and I thought Joel would be interested in this, but apparently having tattoos can be good for your health.
That's why I'm such a ray of good health.
Research suggests that getting ink may stimulate the immune system.
Stimulate and... or simulate?
Stimulate.
So, put a T in it.
Yes, people who get inked often may have a better immune response to going under the needle than those who get tattoos for the first time. So, so you're, yeah, and there's more. I have a link in the show notes if you're interested in this. So, but I thought that was interesting. And that's it. That's in the news for this week. Hopefully we'll have more stories in following episodes as we go along. So with that, let's move right into Geek Corner.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wild.
All right, and we're going to start off Geek Corner with Barty.
Yeah, in a situation with a lot of swearing. I'm not sure just what happened, but my home folder and the boot drive on the Mac Pro got trashed, so I wasn't able to log in. So I could log in as a guest account and... was able to create an additional account and turn it into an admin account and try to restore things. So, well, that was met with somewhat success because but not total success because even though it was an admin account, it didn't have all the rights and privileges to read all my stuff. So I was able to get my home folder restored from Time Machine enough to be able to log in and restore more things that I had permission to read. But Time Machine, of course, can't read the library directory because it's freaking hidden. So you go through and do the little trick in Terminal to unhide it, and you can restore a few more things. But anything that's in use can't be replaced while it's in use. So, you know, it's a 90% solution. You can only get so much of your stuff back from Time Machine. It would have been easier to just simply restore my whole boot drive, and I wish I had just thought about that right at the beginning. But it was basically, when I was logging in, it was like I had a brand new Mac. It was saying, "Oh, welcome to Macintosh," and no, I don't want all that crap. Where's all my settings? So I've had to go through manually, put it all back in, and I only just today got mail put back together where all my mailboxes were in there. Oh, man, it's been an ordeal. So if you lose your home folder...
What's that, Michael?
Sorry about the delay. Yeah, if it's that messed up, Marty, you're better off just doing a clean install of the current OS X and doing a complete Time Machine restore. Then you get a bit for bit restore. The downside of it is it'll take 6 hours, but it'll do it.
Well, I don't know.
I've done it three times.
That's right.
I've done it three times, three different Macs in the last 2 weeks. And it's averaged 6 to 7 hours to do a complete restore. On the other hand, you know, after that first 15 minutes loading the operating system and telling it to put it back where it was, I was able to walk away from it.
Well, I'm restoring to a 256 gig SSD, so I might cut that time from 6 hours to 5.5.
Hmm. Well, yeah. And by the way, oh, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, me. I was agreeing.
Okay, thank God for Zencastr.
Can you hear me?
Thank God for Zencastr.
Just, I swear to God, it sounded like you said, it's okay, the light is green.
Yeah, the bottom line is to restore a home folder would have been better just to restore the whole damn boot drive and all in its entirety. Because, you know, trying to piecemeal the stuff, it's just, there's no easy way to do it.
Hmm.
So I was very dismayed, to say the least.
Hmm. Yeah, I've restored a couple times from Time Machine. I don't remember having any issues, but then again, I doubt my home drive or my home directory was hurt in the process.
Yeah. Same here. I've never had any trouble with Time Machine, but everything I've restored in the past has always been, you know, on data drives.
You know? I got to tell you, that's interesting. You may want to look at your settings, because one time when I did use Time Machine was I did a complete backup, of course, made sure. And then that's when I was I got a brand new hard drive for one of the Mac Minis. And I installed the hard drive. Did I install? No, all I did was put the disk in to boot it. And I booted off the disk, which, you know, you don't get this anymore, but in this particular case I did. And then I started a complete restore from Time Machine, and it restored. It was like, you know, it's a new drive and it's just like the old machine was there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying that you have to do.
Oh, okay.
If you mess up your home directory, you're better off restoring your entire boot drive, not trying to restore just the home directory.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were saying. Yes, you probably wouldn't better
off. There's
no
easy way to do that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're better off doing a complete restore. So, okay. Well, I got to tell you, speaking of more Mac news, it's the first ransomware attack on OS X occurred, not last week, the week before. And it was, they came out with a new version of a transmission, which is program that allows you to download BitTorrent stuff. Yep. And the latest version upgrade to transmission had some malware in it, and it was actually ransomware. And once it got installed onto your system, 3 days later it would start encrypting your entire hard drive, and you would get a message that basically says pay one Bitcoin if you want to get it, your hard drive unencrypted. And one Bitcoin currently is about $400. So, of course, I immediately said, huh? Because I use Transmission. And I had just updated it. And they told you what to look for files. You know, the files are put in there. And I went in and looked, and I didn't have any of those files. So I was safe. And then I looked at the version number, and mine was actually, when I updated to the one where they patched it and got rid of the ransomware. But needless to say, it is time. It has come. Nasty people are starting to write things for the Mac, and it's time to protect your Mac. So I ended up, getting a copy of Avira, I think it's Avira? Yeah, Avira and antivirus, and I've installed it on my MacBook Pro.
How do you like it?
It's okay. It just sits in the background. It doesn't even tell me anything. I got it set to go off at 3 o'clock in the morning, I think, and also do updates. So far, it's not reporting anything. I still think it's going to be, you know, It's not going to be like a PC where, you know, it pops up and says you got 500 viruses attacking your machine, you know.
Right.
Occasionally there you might find something. So far it was okay. The first time I ran it, it found a bunch of stuff that was potentially dangerous, and you know, it works just like McAfee or any of those other ones. It quarantines it and then asks you if you want to delete it, and I say, yeah, go ahead, take them out, you know. So far, and it's free. So I recommend if you're a Mac user, check it out. There's a few others out there, but this one came pretty highly recommended. So it's on there. The time has come, sadly.
But well, keeping a good versioned copy of Time Machine so you could go back a couple of weeks.
Right, and that's,
if you had to.
Yes, and I had that, so I wasn't worried. Well, if my drive gets encrypted, yeah, I'm just gonna wipe it. And then do a restore from Time Machine. As long as it was 3 days, that's fine. But if it kicked off again in 6 months, I could be in trouble. Or something.
Right.
Yeah. So. We skipped over Joel. Sorry, because the Alvaro kind of went with the ransomware stuff. So Joel.
Yeah, mine's not earth-shattering. I just went ahead and, for those who remember from a couple shows ago, I had bought a Mophie Juice Pack Air, or Helium, for thinking it would fit my wife's iPhone 5C, and it didn't. It only fits the 5 and 5S, because I didn't read the advertisement correctly, so I ended up with a purple case for my phone. Mm-hmm. And, as much as I thought, I don't care what the heck color it is, it's too slippery.
Mm.
So I went ahead and I made a purchase of a Mophie Juice Pack Plus for the 5S. And supposedly it's a 2100 milliamp case. And looking forward to seeing that thing show up this week sometime. It's about it, really. But it's that's everything in my life that's technical.
Okay.
Phone case.
It just seems like last week when I was listening to you talking about that one you bought on eBay and you had to take it apart and rewire it.
Yes, and everything. Yes. Well, that's because you're a year behind.
It literally was. It literally was last week that I listened.
Yeah, that was actually from my old. What was that one? I think it was from my 4S.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, and I bought my daughter an iPhone 5C because she needed an upgrade. And now that in military universities, you're not allowed to have your cell phones on you until you get recognized. And I just want to throw out that congratulations, she got recognized.
Oh, very good.
Yay!
As a full cadet.
Cool.
And that means they get their cell phone privileges. And so the little crappy flip phone that we had given her to start off with, where they were allowed to call home from 9 to 10 on Sundays for 10 minutes, now no longer suffices, so we bought her an iPhone 5C.
Cool. Very good. And, of course, nice. While we're in the Geek Corner, we'll mention that Monday there is a to-do thing about Apple, so they're going to be making some announcements, and they're all claiming, they're going to announce the 4-inch iPhone and maybe a new iPad announcement. And who knows with the laptops, with the MacBook Pros and stuff like that? They sometimes throw those in, but that's Monday. Instead of the usual Tuesday, because they're going to be in court on Tuesday. So they're having it Monday. So it'll be interesting. I always like to listen to those. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Yipper.
Barty.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Supposed to be Michael.
Oh, well, yes. Michael. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm way down
the since we're in the I. Yeah, since we're in the iPhone corner. Yeah. I think I mentioned in the notes, and I missed that.
Thank God for Zendesk.
But we actually had a snow day this week. Oh, great. Okay, well, I'll keep talking anyhow, so you'll hear garble in the background. But we had a snow day this week, and that doesn't happen very often by us. And during that snow day, sometime during the day, Mark's iPhone 6S fell off the top bunk of the bunk bed, hitting the dresser on the way down to the floor, shattering the screen.
Wait a minute, I thought that was impossible.
What?
Oh, things fall out of bunk beds all the time.
No, I mean the glass couldn't be broken on the six iPhone 6 Plus.
Oh, no.
It can. It certainly can. Yeah. It's a 6S, not a Plus. But anyhow, so the screen's all messed up. I looked at the complete mobile protection policy that we purchased, and they're like, yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, $200 deductible, and we'll have you a new phone next day. So that's an option. You know, it's I was afraid that that would be the case. I still have the full mobile protection policy in case the phone just goes away entirely someday. That's a big that's a big thing to swallow price-wise. But then I started looking around, and it looks like Apple actually does a screen replacement if you send it to them for $109. So I need to get on the, you know, it won't be as fast, and we've got an issue coming up, and that is we're leaving for Disney in a week. But I will be on the phone with, well, I don't know if I can get a hold of Apple customer service on a Sunday. I may have to wait till Monday. But I'll talk to Apple on Monday, and if, in fact, what I saw online was, best case scenario, it's $109 to have them fix the screen, and iFixit has a kit for $109, so that math doesn't work. You know, I'd rather have Apple replace the screen.
Yeah.
So if it's the same price, and if there's other damage to the phone, Apple could charge up to, you know, if there's frame problems or other things that have to happen, it could cost up to $199 to have the screen replaced by Apple. But that's the same as the deductible from the insurance company. Wow. On the other hand, if Apple says, well, it's going to be $200 no matter what, I can call the insurance company and they will next day one to me to Copper Harbor. Wow. So I'll let you know how that turns out.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that'd be interesting then to know.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like you heard the end of this.
Yes, yes. We heard
thank
most
God
of
for
it.
Zencaster.
We had we heard most of it. It was understandable. There was a couple blanks here and there, but we could follow the story. So.
Yeah, but those at home heard everything.
Yes. that's the plan.
Hopefully.
That's the plan. Well, Party, I'm going to jump in here before we let you do your last two because, well, that's the order it was in anyway. I
was going to say, that's where it is, Barry.
I got to tell you, one of my favorite applications on the MacBook Pro was Soundboard. I've been using it for years, and it's great on there, but... one of the things with that, Soundboard's like a cart machine. You load up your sounds, all the stuff you hear here on the side. You load them up there, and then you click a button. And but with when you do it on the MacBook Pro, of course, you got to move the mouse over and click it that way and stuff. And so there's a little bit of a delay sometimes when you're hitting stuff. But they made a version of Soundboard for the iPad, which I have and I use, and it's nice because you could, you know, just go tap the button with your finger, and thus, you know, you can get to things faster and not have to move a mouse and everything. One of the problems with it is the text on the button was so damn small, I'd have to lean down to read what the hell it is, you know, that I'm tapping and stuff. And the other problem with it... and this is, you know, on the MacBook Pro, you can drag and drop your sounds right onto the buttons, and then it just takes place. But on the iPad version, that's not possible. So what you ended up having to do is you load it up the way you want to on the MacBook Pro, then you export the file, and then you go and import the file through iTunes, which is... I always forget how to do that. And so anytime you want to add a new sound, you'd have to add it on the MacBook Pro, export it, import it into the iPad, and Soundboard, and that. And that's kind of a pain in the ass. I said, somebody's got to have something out there that's a little better than that. I found Audio Board. And Audio Board has a little simpler display, GUI, but first of all, when it puts, it's using a larger font on the keys, so I can actually read what is on the keys from a 3 foot distance, which is nice. And I can take all the sounds I want to put in it, dump them into my Dropbox, then I can pull them out of my Dropbox and just go ahead and set them up on different pages or different buttons. And you can have multiple. There's 20 buttons per page or per soundboard. You can have multiple soundboards, and they put little tabs with the soundboards on the left-hand side, which makes it a lot easier to switch between the soundboards with... with Soundboard, the app, you used to have to go click a button and then click to pick another soundboard. This one, I can click between. I've only got two here right now, but I can click between them quite quickly. So I'm kind of digging this thing now. So it's Audio Board, and it's a lot cheaper too. You know, I originally got my soundboard on sale at half price, but I think the current rate for soundboard for iPad is like $49. This one was like $4.99, I think. So
wow, that's a difference.
I'm happy, and moving the stuff over to it, I do have a few new drop-ins. I probably should go over a little bit. I was listening to one of Jason's podcasts, and there were a few things in there he was talking about, and, well, I know what he was talking about, but I got a couple drop-ins from it. Here's one.
I'll have to commit murder later.
And, and then there's this one.
Stick around so I can kill you, buddy.
So they're my
new... Oh, yeah, when he's chasing the beat.
they're my new Jason drop-ins.
Cool. Oh,
and I finally, where is it? Oh, I finally isolated this and got it onto the soundboard. And I've got that in a loop, so it'll go forever if we care to have it. And, of course, the infamous...
Thanks, Obama.
So, any other new ones? Oh, I got this for when... when somebody's telling us a sob story. And I updated the NBC.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And, of course, I stole this next one from the No Agenda guys.
Tastes like poop.
And we got another Wilhelm type scream, only from a female. So, some new sounds to be playing with, and some of the old ones. Oh, there's Wilhelm.
Yeah, there's nothing like the original.
Yeah. So, and it's funny, anytime I watch a movie now, I always catch those. You know, if it's an action movie or something, you always hear a Wilhelm scream in it. So, anyway, so that's my app in the Geek Corner, and I'm really starting to dig it. I've only had it for 2 days, and today was the first day I really got to start setting it up and playing with it, and it's working out real well here. So, Barty.
Yes, if you're a fan of first-person shooters, and who isn't?
Yes.
A great new game that's recently come out is Tom Clancy's The Division. Sure. It is a post-apocalyptic kind of story. the world is still there, but New York City's been trashed. There's a killer version of smallpox that has been released upon the island and decimated the population and turned the whole thing into chaos. So, of course, the usual reaction is, in typical Escape from New York fashion, is to fence off New York. You know, so anybody who doesn't get out in time is stuck, and nobody from outside can get in. So they send in a special joint task force of people, a collection of all sorts of military and law enforcement, known as the Division, to go in to restore order. And they're going through borough by borough, neighborhood by neighborhood, and, you know, trying to wipe out the bad guys that are there. Huh. Some of the bad guys are kind of surprisingly good guys with just the wrong way of fixing this. You know, because this is a virus that's spreading around and killing people. So there are some people from normal public services departments that figure that the best way to do this is just simply to burn them. So they're running around with napalm-powered flamethrowers, burning anybody they think is infected to a crisp. So, of course, you got to stop these guys because, you know, they're just getting out of hand. But there's also just all the typical opportunists that just simply want to rob anything and everything they can. So it's really kind of neat because you're thrown into a world where all the modern conveniences are gone. Electricity is on and off depending upon where you're at and things like that. And some of the first things you do is start restoring power and communications and things like that. And you start branching out and eliminating a lot of the badness further and further away. And of course, certain clusters, certain neighborhoods are at lower skill levels. So, you know, you don't just simply go out in the street and get wiped out right away. You can build yourself up, get more powerful and move on and have more capabilities. But it's a pretty awesome game. I'm hoping that that the scenery changes with the seasons, because right now it's a wintry mix. So mm-hmm. some days you're out there playing and the snow is coming down so hard you can't even see the enemy. But they seem to be able to find you easy enough, you know, and you get ripped apart. But generally, the game is a blast to play. There's a lot of variety in it, a lot of things that, because I don't want to reveal too many details that's not being put out in the trailer, because part of the fun of any game is the discovery factor of it.
Right.
And, you know, so you don't want to know everything that's happening. But I would recommend it and give it a definite two thumbs up or anyone who is a big first-person shooter fan. This one is definitely a hit.
One question there, Marty. Do you get to be Snake Plissken?
Well, actually, you can. They don't mention him by name, but when you customize your character, you can put on some nasty scars on your face or tattoos, and there's a wide range of attire that you can dress your character in. So you can create yourself a Snake Plissken sort of guy or girl.
Neat.
My character's got a big scar going right across, diagonally across his face, just because.
Just because.
Just for some creds.
Is that
exactly
Xbox and PS3?
PS4 and Xbox PS4. One.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not on the older consoles. Oh. I have it on the PS4 just because that's where Adam wanted to get it. It's available on both, and I would highly recommend it if you're a big fan of first person shooters.
Yeah, very
good.
Cool. I got to say something here since we're still in Geek Corner, but Michael, I hate to say this, but your name dropped off the list in ZenCaster.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I don't know what that means, but you are
I'm still recording.
You may be recording, but we'll see what happens. Your name is no longer listed as one of the members. So it'll be interesting.
Do I dare hit refresh?
I don't know. Tell me if. Let me type something in chat and see if you see it.
Let me raise my hand. Hang on. Raising my hand.
Yeah, you're not on here, so you can't see it.
It didn't tell me anything. Okay. Type chat here. L.
Oh. Hmm.
I sent you Chad.
Yeah, I have a feeling when you dropped out, it dropped you out. You know, when you lost the signal.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
And I don't know when it dropped out.
Oh, great. I think I just lost.
I can only see three names at a time, and Joel's was kind of like off the screen before, and I looked down and I said, oh, and Joel's is on the screen now.
Here comes Michael.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, he's there. Yep.
He's reestablished his Zen state.
Well, we'll see what happens.
It's showing two unfinalized tracks on my screen.
Okay, well... Whatever.
I guess we'll see.
Yes. This is all. That's why I'm recording an audition too, just in case. So, all right.
It's very nice.
What's that?
What was that?
No, I said that's very nice. In other words, you have it back. You have a backup for the backup.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So, Barty, you got one more story.
Yeah, after the last show discussion about Water Fox, I was kind of intrigued, and I've been installing that on machines all over the house. And it's the one that my sweet bride is using on her laptop, and she seems to pretty much like it. It is nice and fast and responsive, just like Joel said last show. And I just wanted to mention that, hey, thanks, Joel. I really like it. It does seem to be snappier and more responsive than Firefox.
I'm glad it's working out for you. I've been using WaterFox for going on 3 years now, and I've got no complaints.
I'd never heard of it until you mentioned it last show.
It's 64-bit, too, which is good because the regular Firefox, I think, is only 32 for the Mac.
No. I don't know about the Mac, but Firefox for Windows is both 32 and 64.
Yeah, for Windows. I don't think it is for the Mac yet. I could be wrong on that, but that was one of the, I mean, when Joel first told me about it, and I think it's same thing for him, he was looking for a 64-bit version. Mm-hmm. And WaterFox was the only one that was 64 at the time. So, all right, let's get into the next segment.
Acquiring position. Downloading latest Intel package.
Okay, that's enough. anybody got anything? Anything?
Going once? I haven't been ingressing very much.
Going twice? Just,
you know, occasional portal, that's it.
Yeah. I looked at the map yesterday, and it didn't seem like anything changed. That was it, the Intel map. I haven't even brought the... Oh, I updated my ingress. There was an update that came in. I didn't open it to see what they did, but... All right,
they added cookies.
Yeah, probably. Let's go to our next segment then. Bottom gear.
Hello, and welcome to another Late Night QRM edition of Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and I have absolutely nothing to add, but the other fellas do, so take it away.
Okay, I got one story, and it's just an interesting concept here, that our theory that has been kind of proven. You know how I always say in the fall when they switch to the winter mix, and I usually at the same time get my snow tires put on the car, and then I lose 5 miles per gallon, and I'm saying, well, it's probably a combination of, the snow tires and the change in gas. Well, I can say that it's mostly the change in gas, because... last week I had to fill up, and I filled up at the Irving and Ringe, and
all $6 worth.
Yeah, you know, I've got an Irving card, the rewards card, and it takes me like 2 months to earn enough on that thing to get a discount. Even though I do 100 miles a day, just saying.
Can I throw something out at you?
Yeah,
I mean, it may save a few bucks, but you know how you. Got gas at the Irving, and then the exit, I know which exit you get off at to head towards work. If you were to take a left at the end of the off-ramp for the exit when you're heading to work, rather than a right,
yeah,
and go up
under the overpass, there's a Cumberland Farms there.
I know.
Yeah, okay, yes. I have a Cumberland's card.
I have their card too. Except the only thing I don't like about it is it comes right out of my checking account, and I like to pay my gas once a month. So,
well, for 10 cents a gallon off, what my beautiful bride is set it up to come off the PayPal card.
Hmm. I'll have to go check into that because I did get one and I actually picked it up at that one because it was a brand new Cumberland's. And I picked it up, but okay, I'll check it out because Irving is always the cheapest anyway. I don't go past the Cumberland to see. They're probably just down there with Irving because they've always been known for cheaper gas. But I get 10 cents off per gallon. Oh, that was weird. Oh, that must be. That's the family truckster. Okay. I get 10 cents every so often. You got to buy so much gas, and then the next fill up, you get it at 10 cents a gallon.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll check it out because I just didn't like it coming out of. I don't like cards where they have direct access to my checking account. You know, I like to have that protection of a credit card in between.
I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, so, but I will check that out because if you can do it to you, the PayPal credit, then I'm okay with that. So, but anyway, back to the story. I got the gas at Irving. Apparently, after March 1st, they start doing the summer mix, and I got a tank full of summer mix. And immediately, my mileage went back up to 50 miles to the gallon.
Nice.
So, well, it was nice for last week, and so that means the snow tires really didn't have much effect on the mileage. However, this week I stopped at the Irving down in Wilton. Apparently, they haven't gotten their first shipment of spring gas. And I'm back down to 45 miles to the gallon. <this week. laughs> But there is definitely a difference. And the summer blend is definitely, at least my car, burns more efficient than the winter blend.
More betterer.
That's right.
I never knew that they did that.
Yeah. They add oxygenation things, agents or something, for the summertime to help with the air pollution, which probably means it burns cleaner, which means it burns better. So, but it's more expensive too. That's why you've been seeing the gas prices go up slightly too, because the summer blend is in. So, but if I'm saving 5 miles a gallon, it's a wash.
Right.
So, anyway, Michael, I guess.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember from my show notes from 2 weeks ago, but I think I was getting close to being able to navigate the road to Saskatchewan, but I don't think we had done it yet. But weather has cooperated to the point where enough snow has cleared from the driveway that Chris can now take the family truckster down the road to Saskatchewan back to the house.
No, you couldn't last time. That is a true statement. So cool.
So even with the advent of a snow day this week, the same snow day that shattered the screen on Mark's iPhone, and 2 days of using the generator too for half a day. Well, part of the day and 1 day and about half the daytime day and the next day had, lots of wet, heavy snow, lots of high winds, and trees that decided to discuss their woes with power lines.
Hmm.
But the generator worked just fine.
Cool.
Nice.
Very good. So, I guess that's it,
Joel? Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. Well, we'll move on then to the next segment. Entertainment last month.
Entertainment last month.
Welcome to Entertainment last month, where we talk about the old shows that are new to us, and you've probably already seen and probably don't care about this. But before I start in Entertainment last month, I realized that I talked about my beloved Prius, and I didn't drive Barty crazy, so
For
a second. There you go, Barty, just for you.
That's got to be some kind of cruel and unusual punishment.
All right, well, my only thing for Entertainment last month is Thursday night, I sat down in front of the TV and put it on Channel 4, which is CBS here, to watch my beloved Big Bang Theory show. Ooh. And lo and behold, fucking basketball, man. Fucking basketball. You know, there are at least 250 sports channels on the satellite and on people's cable systems. And they could, you know, why don't you put sports on them? Why do you have to mess up the normal shows and put fucking basketball, March Madness, that nobody gives a goddamn bit about? Well, that's an editorial opinion. And put it on these special sporting channels that I'm forced to pay for, even though I don't watch them. And just leave the frickin' schedule alone. So needless to say, oh God, and I was doing something on the computer, so I didn't want to get out to the Roku, because I was the nice thing about watching The Big Bang Theory and a couple of those shows is you can do other stuff while it's on and not worry about missing anything. And everything I had up on Roku that I want to watch, I actually wanted to pay attention to. So I ended up just flipping over to NBC, and I came across this series. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. It's called You, Me, and the Apocalypse. Has anybody seen this? Because I put it on.
I've never heard of it.
I put it on for noise in the background, and I don't have the whole story because we're in the middle of the season. I may have to go back and watch a few of these, because it was quirky. It was weird. Rob Lowe plays a priest in it, and I don't know all the story and everything, but of course, so he's dealing with the church, per se, but apparently there's a giant asteroid coming toward the Earth, and it's going to collide with the Earth, and they got about 7 days left before this collision occurs. And, you know, the church is looking for the second coming of Jesus, to save the planet, and the military are trying to, in this particular episode, the military shot off two missiles to try to do divert the asteroid away from the Earth and stuff like that. But it was quirky. It kind of started to catch my attention, so I'm gonna have to go read about it somewhere and see if people are actually watching this, but I may have to activate the magic antenna to see if I can get the previous episodes and see if it's worth taking a look at. It's definitely different. That's all I can say. So, Michael?
Okay.
Michael? And I don't even know whether he's being recorded by the Zencaster. So, wait a minute. Michael, is he still there? Let's see. Michael.
He dropped out of Zencaster.
Yeah. Michael, you're out of Zencaster, and we can't really hear you at all. It's kind of fun. I think we could put that to music and have a new hit. Michael? Michael. Yeah, Michael. It's a no-go, man. We'll save it for next week, Michael. Oh.
There he is.
There he was.
To see the bride.
Oh, come on, folks. Don't you miss this part.
So us.
There he is. He's done now.
How can you tell?
Because I can hear the family truckster, but I don't hear him. Oh, back to you.
Wait, I sent you an iMessage. Back to you.
Yeah, I don't know whether Zencaster got that or not.
This is Kermit D. Frog.
Alrighty then.
Hey, that's a QRM classic, just like The Walk.
I missed that walk. Well, go back to Copper Harbor. I want to take sound bites of that walk.
You know, I'll have to go back and find out what episode that was in. And you can probably
multiple episodes, actually.
Yes, there's several. There was one that was really good, though. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah. All right, well, that brings us...
That would be good to put in those times when you lose Michael. You can just have the walk noise. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that was awesome.
You're breaking up.
Was that...
You're breaking up.
Is that Michael?
Michael said, we're breaking up. I'm giving her evidence and she's a Glock captain. Now wait, I just heard you sigh. Clear as a bell. Clear as a bell.
Yeah. And Zencaster says my session has finished.
Yeah, I don't think when you dropped out from Zencaster, it's not looking good. We're gonna have to take the Cylon version of Michael for this podcast. Well, we'll see. I'll collect all the things and. It's nice having things on separate tracks because I can plug and play and get the best of whatever we've got. So
collect up all the parts and pieces.
Yeah. All right, well, we do have a musical guest this week. It's XTC again, and I did this because, well, it was just St. Patrick's Day, and it is the spring hits us next week. Actually, it hits us tomorrow, doesn't it?
With the snow.
Yeah, the first week, the first... day of spring. So I said, why not play XTC's The Green Man? So we'll be listening to that at the end of the show. So with that, as always, we want to thank the military people for doing what they do for us, both CONUS and OCONUS. Stay safe, and you OCONUS guys, we hope you get back home to your family and friends real soon. So with that, from the Maori... And so we knew ha. I'm Barry J.
And this is Joel. See you later.
And this is Marty from Tug Hill Plateau.
Michael.
And from the Family Truckster and Can You Hear Me Now Land? This is Michael in the virtual universe.
All right, everybody. That's 209. Next time it'll be 210. How about that? We can count. All right. Until then, have a good week, everybody. And here's XTC. Samson, speak. Good boy.